We're About to Reach the Top. Written by Sean Song, May 9, 2021. It is likely right now that many people in the body of Christ feel disappointment in one or more areas of their lives. I recently had a few dreams that encouraged me. I think they may be an encouragement for all of us. We are almost at the mountaintop, and a great show prepared by God will soon begin. We need to shake off our disappointments because we are about to have a breakthrough. God's grace and supernatural strength will help us to stay the course and finish the most difficult part of this final hour. I am an immigrant from China. Like many other immigrant Christians, we speak in our native language when we hold Christian services or gather together. It is more comfortable for us to communicate in Chinese. There are approximately 3 to 4 million Chinese people in the United States, excluding illegal immigrants and international students. Since the 1970s, there has been a large influx of immigrants and students from mainland China to America, and nearly half of this population became Christian while in the United States. Unlike the sizable percentage, estimated at 50% to 70% of Chinese churches in mainland China, that are Pentecostal, the Chinese immigrant church in the United States is dominantly evangelical. There are only relatively large Pentecostal Chinese churches in a select few bigger cities in the United States. Fewer still are the number of smaller Chinese home groups that are Spirit-filled. I have not yet found any large Spirit-filled Chinese churches in Maryland, only a few small groups that are led by Spirit-filled people. Just because I am unaware of them does not mean they don't exist, but in a 50-minute radius of my city, they seem non-existent. In 2015, I left my evangelical denomination to become a leader of one of these small Spirit-filled home groups. We currently have about a dozen people who participate with us. We read the Bible together and pursue the gifts of the Holy Spirit on a weekly basis. Some members have also received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with evidence of speaking in tongues. After I shared my experience of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I taught on this subject. It was then that people in our groups also started having dreams and visions. One sister had a prophetic dream about the future of our group. She saw us meeting in a basement of a big house. I was present talking on a microphone to many Chinese people who were also gathered with us. We consider this a promise from God that our Spirit-filled home group will see great increase in the future. Our groups went as usual before the COVID-19 crisis hit. Afterward, we adapted to online meetings. Unfortunately, our attendance numbers gradually started dwindling, and I understand this is a common experience for small group leaders and pastors alike, even more so after experiencing crisis. A pastor friend observed in his friend circle that many churches suffered a 50% to 70% loss of attendance after COVID-19 emerged. On May 1st, 2021, we canceled our meeting due to low attendance, and I was very disappointed. Immediately, I reminded myself not to become disappointed in any situation, as we should be joyful and thankful always in the Lord. In fact, getting disappointed is a disease that steals our joy and makes our hearts sick. Proverbs 13:12 in the New Revised Standard Version says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." It was then that I recalled the dream that a woman from our group had had. I also remembered the vision the Lord gave me in 2013 that a revival is coming to Maryland. The Lord asked me not to move out of Maryland so that I could be part of this revival here. Our reality in this present moment, however, is the opposite. The reality is that we face demonic attacks on our family, and members get weak to the point that we can't even hold our regular meetings. Yet, I pray to God to give us strength to overcome the challenges and disappointment of this time, and to bless us with more fervent seekers of God and His Word. I am sure this was and still is the situation of other believers. You have the promises of God in one hand, but your reality is the opposite of those promises. In the early morning of May 2nd, I had the following dream. I was in a mysterious place. I don't know where I was, but there was a large mountain before me that blocked the road. I wanted to get over the mountain to be able to continue my journey, but I was not sure how. Then I saw a building below the mountain which looked like a welcome center, so I walked in to ask for help. A lady greeted me and proceeded to explain how to get over the mountain. She said, if driving, there would be a different way to lift one's car there. Since I was walking, I'd have to climb up through the mountain's steep step trail. This trail consisted of ascending groups of steps, like you see on many of the big scenic mountains in China. In my dream, the steps were made of rock. For protection on the sides of the path, there were steel rope chains. It was a bit curvy, but still almost 90 degrees around and up. I felt intimidated, but I started to climb. While climbing, I kept thinking about what the woman meant when she said I would be carried there if I had a vehicle. Then I saw in my mind a picture of a lift resembling a lift in a water dam. At varying levels of water, this lift can carry whole vehicles to the upstream with ease. Interestingly, the lady at the Welcome Center not only told me how I was supposed to climb the steps that day, but she accompanied me to demonstrate how. It seemed so easy for her, and she reached the top within a few steps. Yet as I continued to climb the steps, I experienced muscle pains and exhaustion. It was actually quite difficult, but I continued to climb. Suddenly, beside the steel rope chains that protected the steps on my right side, I felt a small steel rope. The steel rope was like the rope on window blinds when you pull down, so that the blind raises up. I pulled this steel rope down, and suddenly, the steps began moving upward like an elevator. Although I had to continue to pull down the chain so that the elevator-like steps would continue to go up, it was now much easier to climb than before. It was that easy. Eventually, I reached the top, and I no longer saw the big mountain that once blocked my way. The lady disappeared as well. I believe this dream was an answer to my prayers on that day of discouragement. It was encouragement from the Holy Spirit. I and many in the body of Christ are facing a big mountain that blocks our way. We all have mountains to climb, yet God has supernatural ways to carry us through and past them. I want to encourage us first not to be intimidated by the mountain. I believe the lady in my dream represented the Holy Spirit. She was knowledgeable, competent, and a willing guide that not only accompanied me, but instructed me on how to successfully ascend the mountain in front of me. And as this lady guide demonstrated, the mountain can be ascended with ease. However, we must be willing to look for the supernatural or outside of the norm help and deliverance to overcome. This is represented by me climbing a few steps first, but discovering the rope as I went along. I was willing to put in the work necessary to climb, but I was also willing to pull the unspecified rope. I feel the car in the dream represents the many ministries we have. God also wants to help our ministries to overcome every obstacle that blocks them from fulfilling God's purposes. Whether your ministry is big or small, we are all called to some work. And we all have the promises of God before us. Although we must face mountains, we can rest assured that God will help us through amidst our weakness and opposition. He will give us a way of deliverance that is beyond our understanding. Please be reminded, you will climb over the mountains soon. Sometimes God may speak to us in sequels, or we may have similar dreams in a row. This should draw our attention. Prior to the dream I just detailed, I had a similar dream the night before. In this dream, I was climbing to a mountaintop to see a big show that was almost ready to premiere. In this dream, a mysterious man joined me and several other persons as we walked on a very long and draining journey. This mysterious man has often appeared to me in other dreams, and he looks like a classmate from a college class. He represents someone familiar to me. I pondered if he was a disguise for the Lord, and I now particularly feel it was the Lord because the dream carried the feeling of Jesus walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We were tired and disappointed, but this mysterious man stayed walking beside us along the long journey. Suddenly, we reached the bottom of a tall hill, where we started to climb to try to reach to the top. This mysterious man walked with so much ease and reached the top of the stairs effortlessly. Yet again, myself and others were having difficulties reaching the top. We were almost at the top when the steps we were climbing started to resemble the steps on a power grid that you see in a field. They were steep and dangerous. We were in mid-air when we approached the final several steps to reach the top. A lady in front of me could not reach the top on her last step, so I lifted her up with my hands and she made it. When it was my turn, I almost felt too exhausted to reach the last step. I recall feeling the physical pain in my muscles. I had to use all my strength to stretch one leg in front of me to use as leverage to support the rest of my body. I eventually reached the top. Although I did not see any scenery there, it felt like we were in the clouds. It felt like heaven. In fact, we were covered with clouds, so I couldn't see far away. But I did notice the mysterious man conversing with another person by the edge of the peak that I had just barely reached. This new person was faceless. He began to tell us that there was a very big show getting ready to premiere in the movie theater before us. I could not see the theater in the dream either because we were surrounded with so much mist. This new man, however, told us that in order to go to this theater to see the big show, a certain price had to be paid to purchase the ticket. I remember the cost being approximately $51.88. Since I'm not completely sure of this number, I won't make any interpretation as to its meaning. Regardless, I was a few dollars short of paying. The former mysterious man that accompanied us seemed to be in my favor, so he spoke and pled on my behalf that I would be able to enter the show. The new man responded that my shortage of a few dollars was therefore forgiven, because the mysterious man had paid. Both of them continued to converse and then walked away. Still thinking about it, I reached into my pocket to see if I had any additional money. I found 2 quarters. I tried to argue with them that I still had some money to make up for my lack, but they were already at a distance. While they were walking away, the following words continued to resound in my mind and ears. The difference is forgiven because of the mysterious man walking with us. They did not pay attention to all of what I tried to say about the 2 quarters. Then the dream ended. I never saw the show or the theater, but in the air I felt the excitement and expectation that a big show's premiere was about to start. Since hearing of other people having encounters with the Lord in their dreams, I've been praying to encounter the Father too. I feel that both Jesus and the Father were present in this dream, as represented by the mysterious man walking with us and the second faceless man, who declared that my debt was paid on the top of the mountain. Although I did not see either figure clearly, they conversed like a father talking with a son. The worldwide body of Christ is walking a long and tired journey to reach the mountaintop. We are climbing stairs that seem to be in mid-air, and our vision is blocked by cloud coverage and mist. We are not always able to see clearly what is before us. This is when we need to recall that it was Jesus first who completed the journey. He reached the top of Calvary's hill. He overcame the giant of death before him. He went before us to pave a path for our victory. Now that he is overcome, we can too. Jesus is always with us on our journey, just as he walked with the disciples to Emmaus. Like the disciples, sometimes we may not recognize him. In other dreams I've had, many times the Lord appeared to me as an old Chinese lady. I've come to understand that the Lord may disguise himself in certain symbolic forms, and this sometimes may give us more understanding and insight into his nature and character traits. Sometimes, though, he hides himself in a disguise for a time, and we are left to know him simply by the mark he leaves on our heart, like the burning the disciples felt within them during their conversation to Emmaus. Thankfully, Jesus also gave us each other. He commanded us not to neglect gathering together and helping one another along the journey. In the end, our deficit will be eventually paid by the grace of Jesus Christ. Most dazzling of all is that the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have already made up their minds to put on a great show when we arrive. As prophesied by other prophets too, I believe revival is going to burst forth while we wait for others to reach the top and join the premiere. The delay we see and feel is God's mercy, because He wants us all to have a ticket and fill the theater. What a privilege! Don't get disappointed. You are about to reach your destination. Keep climbing.